The Fairbanks North Star Borough took action on an ordinance yesterday that targets high-polluting hydronic heaters. The special meeting for the vote was after lengthy public testimony on the measure last week. But as KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the ordinance the Assembly passed differed significantly from the one offered by its sponsors.
Assemblyman Van Lawrence's original ordinance aimed to get rid of outdoor hydronic heaters, which he said are the worst emitters of PM2.5, the fine particulate pollution linked to health concerns. He and co-sponsor Matt Cooper wanted to dedicate more than $2 million exclusively to paying owners to strip the devices out of the air quality control zone. He says years of lackluster enforcement by the borough have been ineffectual.
This borough has made no real improvement in air quality in the last 3 years.
But Lawrence's intent was foiled. Immediately after the measure was taken up for discussion, Assemblymember Lance Roberts introduced amendments that shifted the ordinance intent away from outdoor hydronic heaters as a class and onto only those devices clearly demonstrated as polluters.
That's like giving someone a ticket because they have a Corvette sitting in their driveway. Hey, we know you're going to speed. We're just going to give you a ticket now.
Roberts' amendments found support from Mayor Carl Castle, who says although he worked with Lawrence and Cooper on their ordinance, still felt it made the borough look heavy-handed.
Well, I personally don't think that there are a lot of people that would be innocent burners and affected by this, but I do think there would be a couple, and I do think that the public perception is there would be a lot.
Nevertheless, the mayor said he would be aggressive about going after owners with polluting devices. After lengthy discussion, Roberts' amendments passed along with others, one which added wood stoves as targeted devices, and yet another amendment reduced the amount of additional funds dedicated to the program to $500,000. In the end, Van Lawrence told fellow assembly members they had gutted the measure.
We had anticipated requiring the dirtiest hydronic heaters to be removed, and we were going to compensate them for that. We're not doing that anymore. Most of this ordinance is now useless.
Later, during member comments, Lawrence told Mayor Castle he'd never again vote for local money being used for the change-out program. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.